for going over to Facebook now to join the Facebook team. Well, God has redeemed his people. It's great news for a fallen world. God has redeemed his people. Redemption. And the question is, are you one of the redeemed? Are you one of the blood-bought? That's the question we have before us this morning. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child, and forever I am. Deuteronomy 7:8, because the Lord loved you, because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Well, have we been redeemed out of the house of bondage from the king of Egypt? Have we been redeemed from our sins? Have we been purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ? That's the question. The Word of God proclaims that God redeemed all of his people. Every one of them. He didn't lose one of them. Psalm 31:5, into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Psalm 71:23, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. Psalm 74:2, remember thy congregation which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion wherein thou hast dwelt. Psalm 77:15, thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. Psalm 106:10, and he has saved them from the hand of them that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Psalm 107:2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Psalm 136:24, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Isaiah 44:22, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins, and return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Isaiah 44:23, sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Isaiah 48:20, go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans with the voice of singing. Declare ye, tell this, uttered even to the end of the earth, saved, the Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. Isaiah 52:3-9, for thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourself for naught, ye shall be redeemed without money. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. Isaiah 62:12, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Isaiah 63:9, in all their affliction, and the angel of his presence saved them in his love, and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them, and he carried them all the days of old. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. Luke 1:68. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by traditions of your fathers. Revelation 5:9, and they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and people and nation. Revelation 14:3-4, and they sang as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Well, you know what? It's a great thing to think on. Redemption. Being blood bought by the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. What a great, great thing to contemplate on. The fact that God has redeemed us from every tongue, every people and nation. He has bought us with his blood. And I'm glad to know that we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. The work is already completed. There's nothing we can do to add to it or subtract from it. That's why Christ said on the cross, it is finished. It is finished. The work is done. We have nothing more grand and glorious than we can think upon than this great redemption. This great redemption. Slain from the foundation of the world. Manifested in time. Wounded for our transgressions. Bruised for our iniquities. By his stripes we are healed. The definition of redemption is the action or saving or being saved from sin and evil. The action of regaining or gaining possession of something in exchange for payments or clearing a debt. He paid a debt we could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. He freely laid his life down for us. He paid the price on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. I'm glad for redemption. Will your sins be as scarlet? They shall be white as snow. Though they be like crimson, they shall be as wool. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. What a beautiful thought, redemption. You were washed, you're sanctified, you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 6:11. Well, had Christ not come, we would not have experienced this redemption. Had Christ not hung on a cruel and rugged cross, we would not have experienced this redemption. Had Christ not rose from the dead, we would be yet in our sins. But Christ is seated on the right hand of God, making intercession for us. Christ has done all the work. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before his throne we stand in him complete, he died our souls to save. Our lips will still repay. Jesus paid it all. The only way one can have truth is to have it revealed to them, quickened by the Holy Spirit, and applied by the blood of the Lamb. If a man is dead in his trespasses and sin, as Christ said, you must be born again. Until this happens, no truth is revealed to him. But when one is born again, the truth of the gospel is embraced and cherished. The believer realizes then they will never perish. For they have been foreknown and called and blood-bought and elected from above, and have been given God's eternal love. That's redemption. That's redemption. That's the gospel. Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sins. He didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. God's people have been given the gift of faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that he died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That his death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was his ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it is finished and it never has to be replenished. And that's the gospel, a completed work, not an offer. Not like a used car dealer. Jesus Christ is not wringing his hands, waiting for you to let him in to your heart. If Jesus wants to get into your heart, my friend, he's sovereign king, and he will do all the work. He will draw you to himself. All that the Father hath given him will come to him, and all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. There's nothing more grand or glorious to know that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. God is not wringing his hands. God is not disappointed. That would make God less than sovereign. God is not dependent upon his creatures doing anything. Even the bounds of our habitation are in his hands. Let us never forget this great miracle God has done for his people in shedding his blood on life's Calvary, on life's tree, old rugged cross. And that will resound throughout the courts of heaven, throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercies, his child and forever I am. May the good Lord be with you this week in a special way, and never forget Christ's great work of redemption for his people. God bless.